Stop 5, birch tree. Reach out and touch the bark of this white birch tree. It is much smoother than the bark of the pine and oak trees we have explored. Some of the bark on this tree naturally peels away, leaving an orange-colored bark underneath. Because of the peeling bark, this tree is sometimes called a paper birch. Please look and feel, but do not peel the bark, as this will damage and possibly kill the tree. Native Americans used white birch trees for containers and canoes. Thus, another common name for this tree is canoe birch. Other uses for birch include firewood and pulp for making paper, and many people find it simply beautiful. Measure the circumference of the birch. It is 44 inches around, or about 14 inches in diameter. Birch trees do best in cool temperatures. Massachusetts is close to the southern edge of its natural range. As the climate warms, we expect white birch to become rarer in our region. To get to stop 6, proceed 52 feet and turn left onto a wooden boardwalk. 22 feet on the right, you will find a wooden bump out overlooking Turtle Pond. The marker for stop 6 is located on top of the railing on the near side of the bump out, which has a 3-foot-high fence around it. The entire boardwalk, which is 80 feet long, has a raised 5-inch safety edge. The boardwalk is constructed of locally sourced black locust wood, which is very hard and highly resistant to decay.